You're listening live to Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Yeah! Alabama syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here live in the Right Side studio. Local, state, national, covering all of it, man. And solid conservative. And like the dude just said, we are just plain right. Welcome to Monday. Speaking of which, that kind of leads me to my comments for the day, my opening monologue. Tone-deaf politics. You ever wondered or ever been there when it was obvious that the person speaking to a room of folks was just not reading the room? I mean, like they just totally missed the whole rising sentiment. You could feel it in the room. The tension rises and they could care less. They don't know what's going on. They're just saying what they think everybody needs to hear, even though nobody wants to hear it. It's not a pretty thing. I mean, it's one thing to, you know, purposely stand your ground on an issue in front of a group of naysayers. That's fine. In fact, that's also leadership. One of my favorite quotes, which I've said on here several times in the past, it came from Margaret Thatcher, who said this. She said, "True consensus is the absence of leadership." That's a statement that infers that if everyone always agrees, it means that no one's out front saying, here's a better way. And I've been in those spots before. As a state senator, I mean, here's one example. I was informed once that the local chapter of the teachers union wanted me to come at a certain time to speak to their members. Now, keep in mind, the teachers union hated me with a passion. I mean, their invitation, it was really more of a summons than it was an invitation. But I went, and I went prepared, and I took a witness. And I spoke a bit, and then I agreed to take questions. It was not for the faint of heart, I assure you. One fellow in the back of the room with a crowd of like 75 or so hollered out, "You're going to give us back the extra you took out of our paychecks for our retirement plan?" To which I simply said, "No." And you could have heard a pin drop. And then I added, "But I'm willing to tell you why if you'll hear me out." So I pulled out the actual presentation that their own leadership and the retirement systems of Alabama had given to us in the legislature. I showed them where it was their idea to increase their contributions, not the legislature's, that if we had not done so, the retirement system faced insolvency. Well, it was quiet, quiet when I finished. And the same guy said out loud, "No one's ever told us that before." And I said, "I know, and I'll leave these slides here for you to see later." So yes, it is certainly reasonable to stand on a position in front of a group that might be opposed to it. That's a must, in fact. But it's a different animal than the oblivious inability of some people to recognize that they are espousing something that the crowd is not in favor of. They just keep on going, keep on digging their hole even deeper, never realizing for a second that the path they're on is a dead-end street and the crowd before them is getting moodier and moodier because they know they're not being listened to. Now, I've told this story before. Please forgive me if you've heard it. But there was this colonel in my unit during my time in Afghanistan. He deployed later than the rest of us. We were downrange already doing our thing, but I'm told by a guy that was in the meeting that as this colonel came to headquarters, he met for the first time with the commanding general that it was a classic case of not reading the room. My friend told me this colonel, who I actually know and like, began to inform the general of his concerns regarding security. But he was kind of doing it in a way that seemed to indicate that he was not approving of the current efforts over which, by the way, the general was the commander. The general, I'm told, became noticeably irritated at the quasi-lecture he was receiving from the subordinate, but the colonel was oblivious. And the colonel had some points, but he was losing his audience because he was not, literally not, reading the room. It finally got to the point that the general apparently had enough, and I'm told that he leaned across his table and he said, "Colonel, this is a war. If you're scared, I'll send you home." Well, that conversation was over, as you could well imagine. But see, that level of being tone deaf, that's bad juju anywhere, but that's also really bad juju in politics. It's important that folks know that their elected officials hear them and actually care. It does not mean the elected official has to cave to every whim. An elected official can't stick his or her finger in the air and just move with the winds of popular sentiment all the time. The old adage would be true that if you stand for everything, then you stand for nothing. I get that. But at the very least, if that official does not agree with a large section of their constituency, then just acknowledge it. Tell them you hear it, ask for input, but let folks know where you stand. Because, see, the real problems arise when folks don't believe that you're even willing to acknowledge their concerns. Case in point that I'll be delving into more during today's show is Senator Mitch McConnell. The leader of the Senate Republicans is now downplaying expectations for the midterm elections. But not because candidates aren't out there in the field campaigning their brains out. No, Senator McConnell is apparently concerned about the quote-unquote quality of the candidates. The quality? Oh, wait. He's concerned because so many of them are winning their primaries or endorsed by President Trump. His concerns are apparently that, quote, those kind of Republicans, end quote, are winning. Does he not realize that those kind of Republicans are exactly who the people of their states chose to vote for? So to denigrate the quality of the candidates in a race while holding a position of authority like that clearly indicates an unequivocal tone deafness in his politics. He wants the kind of people he wants, not the kind of people the people want. He's not reading the room. Well, this is nothing new with Senator McConnell. Sure, he's done some of the good things here and there. Keep in mind, Merrick Garland would be on the Supreme Court right now if McConnell hadn't stood his ground then. But I also distinctly remember sitting with Governor Bentley when he interviewed me as a possible replacement for Jeff Sessions in the U.S. Senate. As we sat down in the governor's office to talk, he picked up a sticky note and he said to me, "Look at that. I got a request for another call from McConnell again. He keeps calling me and saying, whatever you do, don't send me one of those Freedom Caucus types." It was a clear indication that Leader McConnell did not want free-thinking, conservative-minded members added to his caucus. And obviously, I didn't get that job. But what I believe is happening right now is that a populist movement is afoot. Now, there will always be moderates. The Murkowskis and the Romneys will always be among us. But by and large, the same sense of mission that we saw in the Tea Party movement back in 2010 seems to be arising. People want elected officials who will preserve our nation, not just preserve the political status quo. Well, Mitch McConnell appears to be tone-deaf to that fact. He is no longer reading the room. And if he's not careful, he's going to find the wind sucked out of his sails when the people tell him, "This is a war, Senator, and if you're scared, we'll send you home." And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. Well, yeah, I mean, I'll dig into it in a minute with you. But I look at this and I think, you're the leader. Don't get out in front of the people you're supposed to be in charge of and say, "Oh, you know, expectations are lower because of the quality of the candidates." What you're basically saying is you didn't like them, but the people liked them. So get behind them and make it happen. All right, folks, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid conservative and just plain right. Y'all stay tuned. We got a whole lot more.